It was standing room as well as sitting room only, as a sea of people in red Union Strong shirts and signs filled any space to hear Faculty Association President Bethany Gizzi and Faculty Senate President Amanda Colosimo speak before the Board of Trustees meeting. Here, the women broke down some numbers, comparing Faculty Association surveys of years past, showing a decline in employee satisfaction at the school. Here's Bethany Gizzi.
Regardless of how you manipulate the numbers, the message is clear that employees at MCC do not have confidence in President Kress.
On behalf of those who voted, Gizzi said they are asking the board to review Kress and her leadership team. And if the board won't budge, they are prepared to hold another vote of no confidence in the Board of Trustees. The group then filed across the hall for the official Board of Trustees meeting, where after a private executive session, the board voted and passed a resolution in support of Kress before conducting the open public comment session.
Do hereby affirm our support of and confidence in President Anne M. Kress and her leadership team, including
a move that many faculty, staff, and retirees brought up during their comments. Here's Jesse Redlow, an adjunct professor at MCC.
Remember your fiduciary duty of why you were put on this board. Your job is to do what's best for the college and the hardworking taxpayers of this county. And actually listen to us before making decisions, which you've shown that you're not going to do, given that you passed your support of confidence in Dr. Kress before hearing any of us.
Other concerns expressed in regards to the vote of no confidence included retiree benefits, general respect for teachers and staff, and treatment of adjunct professors. Caitlin White, WXXI News.